with. I just find it quite annoying. The facts have been used fairly loosely, and we will be looking at the application for a DA from that particular body, uninhibited by any petition or the emails that we've been inundated with.
Member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, says there's been no contamination of the Jumeirik River from an abandoned silver mine on the Queensland border, and steps are being taken to make the site safe. The ABC obtained documents earlier this year that revealed as little as 40 millimetres of rain could cause water to discharge from storage ponds, believed to be contaminated with cyanide, copper, iron, manganese, nickel and zinc. The ponds were left behind after the silver mine went into liquidation earlier this year. Mr Marshall says the New South Wales Water Minister has assured him water monitoring is being carried out.
The information is no, the Queensland Department advised that no, there hasn't been at this stage, but obviously that's why the Minister has instructed the Department to immediately get some baseline water quality data, just so that we can always keep an eye on it and measure it.
The Federal Member for New England, Barnaby Joyce, says more people in the region should be welcoming as Syrian refugees. The comments come after a Glen Innes resident withdrew an offer to support incoming refugees after receiving